This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. State regulators override Elbert County to clear Ixelles path to take land. Colorado's Public Utilities Commission overrode Elbert County's elected commissioners to clear Ixelles Energy's power pathway route, opening the door to land seizures while the line's cost lands on Front Range customers who live nowhere near the towers. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission has overridden Elbert County's elected commissioners and cleared the way for Ixelles Energy to push its power pathway transmission line through the rural county on the company's preferred route. On April 13, 2026, the commission granted Ixelles' appeal of the county's denial of two local land use permits. The three commissioners, appointed by the governor, voted 3-0 at an April 10 hearing to invoke the state's backstop siting authority and override the county, and directed Ixelles to pay Elbert County an impact fee estimated at $2.5 million. When the county asked the commission to reconsider, the PUC denied the request on May 26, 2026, according to Ixelles' Power Pathway Project record. Colorado law already vests electric utilities with the power of eminent domain. Under Colorado Revised Statute Section 38-5-105, power companies are authorized to obtain rights of way for their lines when they cannot secure the easements by deed, contract, or agreement. The condemnations themselves are filed and valued in district court under Title 38, where a judge decides the taking and sets compensation. The commission's job sits upstream. The PUC issued the Power Pathway Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity in 2022, establishing the public need for the line. Its April 2026 backstop decision, made under Colorado Revised Statutes Section 29-2028, then overrode Elbert County's permit denial so the approved route could proceed. Together, the certificate and the county override cleared the way for Ixelles to use the eminent domain authority Colorado law grants the company. Ixelles needs rights of way through 48 properties in Elbert County, the Colorado Sun reported. 21 landowners refused to grant access, and the utility filed for court-ordered entry through eminent domain on 13 properties, with more expected to follow. Some of those filings sought immediate possession. The power pathway is a $1.7 billion, 550-mile, 305-kilovolt project built in five segments across 12 counties, carrying Eastern Plains wind and solar power to the Front Range. Segment 5 runs roughly 48 miles through Elbert County. Residents say their fight is with the route, and they have pushed to move the line east where landholdings are larger. "It isn't the power pathway we object to, it's the route," Carrie Giblets, a board member of the Elbert County Environmental Alliance, told The Sun. Don Gray, an Elbert County rancher facing condemnation, said, "We have property rights until we don't. Every day I get a call from someone who has gotten court papers." The line carries a hard irony for the county. Neither Elbert nor neighboring El Paso County is an Ixelles customer. Both are served by an electric cooperative. The residents host the towers and absorb the local impact, while the power and the cost both flow to Front Range Ixelles ratepayers in the metro area. That cost reaches customers through PUC-approved rates. The power pathway is a rate-based capital investment recovered from Ixelles customers, and the channel for large projects like it is the company's pending electric rate case, which seeks a $356 million annual revenue increase. As filed, the Denver Gazette reported, the request would raise average residential bills by about 9.9%, roughly $9.94 a month, starting in August 2026. On the June 9 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, host Kim Monson raised the Elbert County line, and independent candidate for Governor Greg Lopez called the use of eminent domain a violation of property rights. "It is plain wrong," he said. "When government says, 'I believe your property is more valuable than you owning it because it belongs to the public,' then we really don't have property rights." He pressed the point that the beneficiary is a private firm, Ixelles Energy is a private company, and then you have the government saying, "We're going to give you the authority to take away private land so that you can make more money, so that you can make more revenues." The dispute drew a legislative response. Colorado Politics reported on March 4, 2026, that Representative Chris Richardson, Republican of Elizabeth, a former Elbert County commissioner, introduced House Bill 26278, titled Local Government Approval of Transmission Infrastructure, with Senators Mark Snyder and Rod Pelton. The bill would require a utility to hold both a certificate of public convenience and necessity, and all required local land use approvals before initiating eminent domain proceedings. Richardson and Elbert landowners initially believed ICSL could not condemn property until it had the certificate, the report said, then learned the utility had begun eminent domain filings in October 2025 before local permits were resolved. I think using the authority to start the process early hardens opposition, because people know that you haven't even gotten approved yet, but you're taking my property, Richardson said. On March 5, 2026, the day after that report, the House Energy and Environment Committee postponed the bill indefinitely on a 7-4 vote. The General Assembly lists the measure as lost for the session. Even some on the commission expressed discomfort. PUC Commissioner Tom Plant said he sympathized with the frustration of ICSL pursuing land condemnation before it had local approvals, the Colorado Sun reported. He called it disrespectful to the people of the community. Still, Plant said the commission was working within a very limited set of legal determinations, adding, "I hope going forward the company treats the community with the respect they deserve." And now, Kim's perspective. This is a story about force and consent. Elbert County's elected commissioners said no on behalf of the people they answer to, and a panel of gubernatorial appointees overruled them so a private company could run towers across land its owners never agreed to surrender. The families who host these towers buy none of the power and shoulder the cost only through a neighboring system, while the bill and the electricity flow to the Front Range. Our founders understood that property is the foundation of liberty, and that a government willing to take a rancher's land for someone else's revenue can take anything. The question Colorado faces is whether consent of the governed still means something when the people closest to the harm have the least say. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.